number 788. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who is announcing a boycott of all woke games that aren't Fortnite. Wombat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is Fortnite a woke game? Is that on the woke game list?
It probably is. It should be, to be honest. It did have that whole Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream
definitely
thing.
Definitely on the list. That's all
they
you
do
had
a
to
pride
say.
Event
they
every
pride,
year.
Pride stuff, yeah.
They do okay. A lot of pride stuff. They've had more than one trans character in the skin in the game.
That's fucking yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not the one you're boycotting.
Right. Mm-mm. All the other ones.
No. Every other one, because they're not as woke as Fortnite.
Actually, you're pretty much boycotting all games that aren't Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
More or less. I mean, not intentionally, just
by default.
By default. There's so many hours in the day and
I can only play so much. Although I did play some Spider-Man 2 over the weekend. So
is it awesome? Like, convince me to buy a PlayStation 5 right now, because I see you can get the $400 with Spider-Man 2. You can play Helldivers on that big TV.
You can play Helldivers, Spider-Man 2. Midnight Suns is going to be on PSN something next month.
Dude, I said convince me.
Wait, he said, yeah.
Not put me to sleep.
I was saying Midnight Suns, you can finally play it. That game is amazing.
Why are you like suggesting games that he could already play on his
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's a crazy guy.
Because I'm a crazy, wild, and crazy guy.
I hear Hi-Fi Rush is coming soon. And Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves is going to be on there. No, you got the Ratchet and Clanks is a good game.
How good is that? Like,
it's good.
Am I going to be like, holy shit, this is like a new level of entertainment?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
You're going to be like, oh, I remember Ratchet and Clank.
You're going to be like, oh, this is just like I remember, but better looking. That's what that is. There's the game that comes with it, the Astrobot game. That's cute. If you ever have small children in your house, you could say, look at the cute robot.
You're not doing a great job.
I don't work for Sony.
Maybe you should. See, this is the problem with video games today.
Mm-hmm. It's got one.
There are three levels of subscription.
Too woke.
Levels of subscription.
Yeah.
Are you sick and tired of one level of subscription?
Right.
How about three?
Hmm.
One just gives you kind of nothing.
But I can then play online. Can I play online with that subscription, or is that separate?
Yes. No, you can play online with this subscription, okay. And you get three games a month.
That makes sense.
That are usually decent. Then there's another one that used to be at a good price and now costs way too much that gives you basically Game Pass. And then there's a third one where it's like, you know what? This is pretty good, this other one, but I want to pay more and stream games from 15 years ago. Is there an option for that?
Longer than 15.
Like the original Siphon Filter? I can play that?
Yeah. Can I stream the original? How do I stream the original? I don't want to download it to my console, but I want to play a game that's so old that even if the connection's shitty, it's going to look shitty by default.
I can't tell.
It already looks shitty. How can I pay hundreds of dollars for that? Can I pay hundreds of dollars for this experience?
What's the name of that
Xbox? You can't.
That is not on the Xbox. You can't do it on the Xbox. There's only one tier where you could do that, and that's the what the fuck am I doing tier on the Sony PlayStation 5.
So you're telling me wait for PlayStation 6?
It's a good console. I don't know that for you specifically. Like, I feel like it's all the games that you've already played. They just look better. And if you're like, I'm sure I'm forgetting something. Like, they're probably going to make another one of those samurai games that you like or something, right? Aren't those on there?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Too much man ass in that game. It's too woke. Can't play that. Sorry. I finished it though, so I guess I can play it.
I was going to say they're coming out with. You got the Horizon. Did you ever play the second Horizon game?
I have not.
Is that going to be on PC?
Aren't they going to make a new PlayStation? Aren't they making a PlayStation Pro?
I think they are, but I don't know what that would honestly give you at this point. Like, where are we going with these things? Like, they already load fast.
4K. It's already 4K.
They're already
PlayStation's pretty much doing
the graphics.
Is PlayStation pretty much doing 60 frames 4K on everything? More or less, my machine
Fortnite,
is heavy.
Fortnite runs my Fortnite on my PlayStation runs at a smooth 60 frames per second.
Oh, it better.
I know. I have it in the corner. It tells me my frames per second while I'm playing. I get no drop off in my FPS.
But that's Fortnite. Fortnite is 4K on my refrigerator.
Okay. I'm not sorry that game is so well made.
Anyways, though, it's right. It looks good. I don't like. I'm never at any point like stopping to go like, wait, how many Ks is this pumping out right at this moment?
Right. And
like, it's
never that. It's never just that.
No. But I would agree. Like the Spider-Man games are good. Ratchet and Clank's, or the Ratchet and Clank, I guess. I mean, I'm sure you can, any remasters that you want to play from the PlayStation 4 era.
I'm gonna wait.
Those are there.
I feel like maybe the PlayStation 4 5 Pro will be in some new dynamic shape, totally different shape, maybe like a starfish or something. We could enjoy that. I'm gonna wait for that, or maybe some other household appliance.
Like PlayStation clearly has more exclusives, but I feel like you got to be invested in those exclusives as well,
right?
Like, It's not what you're looking for the most part. Like
Spider-Man
games are fun.
Right.
Did you see that trailer that they put out for the multiplayer Spider-Man game that got canceled? Man, that looked good.
Did it or no?
It did.
It did look good.
Oh. It had like 5-player multiplayer with like
you was play it as Gwen separate Stacy game. And
it was called Web of Something. I don't know. It was something that apparently is not coming out now.
Wait, could you play as Gwen Stacy or Spider Gwen?
I mean,
all the Gwens potentially.
It's the same person.
I mean, kind of the same person. I mean, when you say Gwen Stacy, I think dead girlfriend.
I'll have to check it out.
I mean, her name is still Gwen Stacy when she's Spider Gwen.
Yeah.
Gwenpool's
name is not Gwen Stacy.
You guys gonna fight? Don't fight about Spider-Man.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. No, but. Yeah, you could play as Miles, you could play as Peter Parker, you could play as, I think they showed Spider-Man 2099, maybe.
That makes sense.
And what do? You fight the Spider-Mans fight each other?
No, you go around and fight like Spider-Man bosses and stuff.
So it's like a multiverse Spider-Man game.
Yes.
Co-op. So it's like Suicide Squad.
Yes, but with characters with that people like.
And want to spend money on.
But with Spider-People. Right. Spider-People Suicide Squad, that's probably better looking and more fun to play.
You have to watch. Yeah. Huh. I guess we'll have to watch the video.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yes. I don't know. The Great Web?
That's
Spider-Man, the Great Web.
That's not a good name.
It's not a great name, but...
it looked cool. And it could have been something.
It looked cool. I was like, before I saw that I thought it was leaking because it was coming out, and then it seemed like it was something that was canceled.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I did not show it to Dashiell then, because he would have been very pumped up about this Spider-Man multiplayer game that looked
like
lot of fun. Yeah, like, I don't know, looked good.
Weird. The gaming industry does make some weird decisions sometimes. Like, I was just thinking of Suicide Squad again today after dinner. Like, why Suicide Squad? Why would you choose to make that game? Who, like, the guy who greenlit the $150 million to go into a Suicide Squad game? I mean, a movie is one thing. That's almost, you know, that's a little crazy. But a game, that's fucking off the deep end insane. Come on. You want to do some show feedback?
Sure, I'll keep it brief. I know one of them is very long. No, I'm not going to read the whole thing, or unless you want me to, but I don't.
Wombat is prepared to read it at 1.5 times speed, just in case you want to
good.
Hear it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Good, good, good. So we'll do the first one. Who Frog? Just, you know, we talked about multiverses, and they did announce since our last show that multiverses is coming back in May of this year. And they did launch the Happy Meal Multiverses McDonald's toys. I think this week someone posted that online as well. I have not been McDonald's to confirm this myself, so I can't tell you.
Is that coming with codes for the game or some?
I don't know. I don't know what it comes with. But he says that Multiverses Coming Back is very exciting for him. He played that game daily when it was available. And he also played the Harry Potter Quidditch game when it was playtested. And he also says that that was a lot of fun. So Who Frog is on the Warner Brothers games, only going with the games as service route, and thinks that single player games can suck it. No, I don't know if he fully thinks that, but.
Shit, are we supposed to watch this Spider-Man video now?
I don't know. You can. I put it on the outline. Just okay, so I'm looking at
New York City
at some point.
Oh, that's too loud. But
yeah, you're really blasting us here. Hold
on. Nothing in the whole world I wouldn't do for this big, beautiful.
Wait, do they show? They don't show. Oh, they show it. Oh, it looks like Spider-Man. Better off
with some friends. With more Spider-Man.
Right. Oh, this looks fucking awesome. What the fuck? Are they kidding? I mean, this looks like not footage from a real game. This looks like.
Well, I mean, it looks a lot like the game.
Right.
The real game looks.
Right.
I've seen the Sinister like that. Six before. Never so methodical, so savage.
Yeah, I mean, explore the great web. Okay. So it is like Spider-Man Multiverse. Time, guys. It's exactly what it is.
But yeah. Didn't make that just game.
Why?
I.
Oh, there's, I just. Wow, and that's New York. Yep, I just see my old neighborhood there. Oh, it is called Spider-Man the Great Web. Bad name, but yeah, good idea. Not canceling it. That wasn't a good idea. All right, so there's show feedback. Should we have Wombat read it? It's about It's about Sweet Baby Inc. So if you don't care about that, it's going to be at 1.5 times speed. So don't worry about it. And we can bail anytime.
Wombat didn't say what the controversy was. Steam has a program called Steam Curators, which allows Steam users to create a curated list of games they recommend or don't recommend. A Steam user created a curated list of Sweet Baby Inc.'s games they didn't recommend, and one of the employees got mad on Twitter. This employee told his followers to report the Steam user. This got the Sweet Baby Inc. Employees suspended from Twitter, telling your followers to mass report someone's considered targeted harassment, and this is what caused the story to blow up. It has nothing to do with Discord or even games like Spider-Man 2 or Alan Wake. While Sweet Baby worked on these games, they aren't on Steam, so they weren't on the list. It's unfortunate, but Cheapy is so right. Most people just believe whatever they read online. This allows journalists to create their own narratives and spin stories, because most readers don't do their own research. That GLAD study about how many gamers identify as lesbian, I talked about a few episodes ago, is another example of this. If you read the methodology used for this, then you realize how bogus the study was, but sadly, most people won't do that. They will just read the headline and repeat it. Okay. Let's
what just happened, that part at the end with the LGBT stuff? It had a weird time.
I don't
time
know, but I have to talk about this, because it's important, so we're going to take a breather.
Okay.
So, this is Sinful Fate. I want you to take a step back. At 1.5 times speed. We, the three of us on this show, discussed the Kotaku article where a writer for Kotaku went into the Discord that was specifically set up to talk shit about Sweet Baby Incorporated and what they do in games. We did not talk about whatever your Steam controversy is, because that did not pertain to anything that we were discussing, because we were discussing a Kotaku article about a human being that focused on a specific Discord and that had between 1,000 and 2,000 people on it that talked very specific things about very specific games. You are describing what sounds like some sort of separate incident where someone was an asshole on Steam. So someone was an asshole on Twitter about that asshole on Steam. So there are just two assholes in the situation.
The best.
And oh my, I'm like, which literally has nothing to do with anything that we were talking about. And I don't care that may have been the impetus for anything.
Yes.
Because again, does not pertain to a single goddamn thing we talked about. And if you have a problem with this still, I do not give a shit. So you need to, you know, like I said, take it back 1.5 times speed. And I look forward to your apology in the show thread.
And it could be at any speed. The apology.
At any speed.
Mm-hmm. The funny thing about this whole, like, they're mad at the Sweet Baby people because they were like mass reporting this group and this guy's account on Steam. It's like the exact type of shit that the people who are all like wrapped up and enamored with the situation, that's like their entire MO. It's like, it's like Wombat complaining about people asking for free stuff. It's like that. It's you. That's you. You're mad at these people who made a bad decision and did what you like love to do and what you like are just, you know, that's your whole like being. That's your whole way of making money.
And so someone who worked at Sweet Baby was mad that a Steam user was saying, don't buy these games because they're too woke or whatever nonsense they came up with. And this person was like, you know, maybe this person who's being, you know, unfair to my company should be reported for it. And that makes him the bad guy. He didn't dox the person.
No, they tried to get more people to report him, which is like probably what most people would do if they found out that there was a Steam group targeting their company that, you know, that they had started. It's like, it's not best move, but it's not like some crazy unhinged move. Like I would try to avoid doing that.
It's not swatting. It's just, this guy's being an asshole. What can I do about it?
Your video froze, by the way, Wombat.
Huh?
Your video froze. Your video froze. Oh. Why don't you restart your video, just if you can, or maybe not.
That's for sure.
But you froze in a good spot.
Okay. Let's see what happens here.
Push the camera to.
There we go. I turned my camera off for now.
Yep. Now it says your name. So all these people, that's the guy's name who you hate.
Yep. You can send the
email right there to him. Is.
I didn't know my name.
He's a Jew.
Fabulous 4K 120.
I didn't know my name was that that secure. There. I'm back now.
Barely.
Kinda. What's going on over there?
All the kids are playing games right now. Wombat.
Can you not see me?
What? I can, but
we can see you.
You're six frames per second.
It looks like you're streaming on the $100 service.
Because it looks okay to me
right now.
On my end, it doesn't look weird, but whatever. Uh-huh. I'm using a wired connection, so it really shouldn't matter if my kids are
downloading porn at an alarming rate.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't affect anything. I do have a new router, though, so.
Not as good as the old router.
Why'd you get a new router?
Because so
probably woke.
Because I sort of upgraded my cable, kinda. So they sent me the new router because my old router was 15 years old, and they're like, you should probably get a new one. So there you go.
You know, they don't make them like they used to. Just another example.
I
know.
I have the old router, and there's part of me that's like, maybe I shouldn't have switched it, but we'll see.
Right. Anyway, the point is the whole Sweet Baby Inc. thing is very stupid, and it is a way for grifters to make money off of people who want to feel special, like they're uncovering some vast conspiracy because maybe they're lonely or their lives aren't that going that great, or they just want to feel special in some way. But it's very dumb. Everybody, like, there was a very good tweet about this today. I think I put it on here. This guy, the Raimi, what's his name? He's like a known game developer at @THA_RAMI. He had a really good thread about like the business side of this and why the whole controversy is very stupid. Anyway, that's probably enough about that. I think. Should we do Watch This Jerks? Because I watched something.
I was going to say, I've got nothing this week, so it's all you. I think it's all cheapy all the time.
Beautiful. I watched a show that is not depressing and that I think both you guys would enjoy with your significant other.
Okay.
And that's called Resident Alien. I think it was a sci-fi series show, but it's on Netflix now. So we don't care where it came from. It's about an alien that's hiding in Colorado, in like some remote village of Colorado, and he's trying to blend in to fulfill his alien mission. And I don't want to spoil any of the plot points, but it's very funny. Laugh out loud funny. It's Alan Tudyk, Wombat. Is that how you say his name?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Alan Tudyk.
The chicken from Moana.
And the chicken from Moana.
And Nightboat from, is that the name? Nightboat? Yes.
From the Tick. Yeah, he was the boat. He was the talking boat.
Danger boat. He's very funny. So he's an alien.
He's also on Firefly, I think is it.
Yes.
And also he was the pirate in Dodgeball.
yes. Mm-hmm. He's the alien in this, and it's just really funny. We've watched maybe four episodes. Resident Alien. Recommend it. Not depressing.
He's back in Moana too.
Not depressing at all. It's zero on the depression scale.
All right.
It's warm.
I'll watch a trailer for
you. Okay? You'll like it. This is for you guys, both you guys. And we finished season one of House of Ninjas, which is also on Netflix, which is a good good Japanese slash Western ninja show, because it was directed by a whitey. So it's a little different than your typical ones. But it's good. I would recommend it. You got, not to you guys, but to the audience.
That's fair.
It's not good for you.
I'll
guys.
Allow it.
Too much. You have, it's in Japanese. Too much reading.
You don't I only watch YouTube videos these days.
Okay. So let's do new releases then.
Sure. There's a new Contra game out. Operation Operation Galuga.
Galuga.
I heard it's pretty good. I don't know if it's $36 good, but Galuga.
Thank you. I did the voice work for that game.
I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm the announcer. I want to see what it looks like.
It looks interesting. It looks interesting. That's it looks not like what you would think a 2D
okay.
Contra in 2024 would look like.
It does look like that. Here, IGN gave it a review, and oh, it's a fucking video. I'm not watching that shit. Make you watch the whole. I got to fast forward to the end. Six.
Okay. I'm playing one of the games on the new release list.
What are you playing on the new release list? And it is. Is it a six?
It's higher than a six, but it's also the, you know, it, again, to describe it as a game and is sort of it has games in it, and that would be LlamaSoft, the Jeff Minter story. Nice. The PlayStation.
I want to check this out.
If you are a fan of Jeff Minter games and his catalog and how he became Jeff Minter, and you like those games, like the Karateka game that I played, and the Atari 50 collection. This is also made by Digital Eclipse. It also has all of the movies and the images and the cool little art pieces.
I can see my copy of Attack of the Mutant Camels.
Nice.
Right over there. See it from is, here.
They're all there. All the camels, all the llamas. It has pretty much, I think it's 40 games that he made between 1981 and 1989. It's a lot of variations of the same game. You know, like they'll have three different versions of such and such, you know, mutant llamas. His version of Centipede, which is very strange, from 1981, that he made based off of an image he saw of Centipede, but I actually had not played it. So he could sell copies of Centipede at a convention. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good one. These are always a slam dunk. They do such a good job putting these together. They're high quality. It's more about learning about the history of this game, of video games, video game culture, than it is about anything else. But it's such a great thing to do. It's like, you know, buying a documentary to have, but there's games in there too.
Does this have the more modern ones like Space Giraffe and everything in it, or no?
No, it doesn't. It's pretty much stops at 1989, 1990. It does have the Jaguar version of Tempest, and it does have the 2023 version of Grid Runner. Like a remake of that, and that's about it. That's like the only new thing on there.
Wombat, people in the chat requested that we go back to Frozen Wombat, so can you stop moving? Perfect. I don't know any of Jeff Minter's old games. What are the games that I would know from the olden days? Are they like old console games, or are they?
No, they're mostly like weird British PC games that I'll be honest, I wasn't too familiar with either, but the Attack of the Camels game. You ever play Empire Strikes Back on the Atari?
Definitely.
It's that, but with camels instead of AT-ATs.
He copied it or they copied him?
Yeah. Yeah. No, he copied them.
Well, that's not very nice.
And he put in camels. There's also a game. It's kind of like Pac-Man, but you're mowing a lawn.
So he rips off other people's games with different sprites.
He's inspired by other people's games.
Right.
Okay.
And Tempest 2000. So that's, that's the Jaguar one that he was inspired by the original Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
But they paid him to do it.
That one he got paid to do.
Right.
He also had a version it was it's not Defender. It's like Defenda.
Yes, it is.
Defenda.
No, Defender 2000 is also a Jaguar game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
can we pretend like we're playing? Like, can we pretend we're playing some of these new Switch releases?
We can. What would you like to pretend to be playing?
I've been playing Dentist Bling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a game where you're a dentist. No, and you have to. All your customers are rappers, and you have to put all the grills in their mouth without upsetting them and causing them pain.
Sounds okay. How is it?
I mean,
six.
Oh yeah, okay. By the way, six equals okay, according to IGN.
You are not far off with this.
Okay. Is it rappers?
It's not just rappers.
Just people who want, you know, grills.
I mean, there's whole cleaning plaque, but there's also I'm looking at a screenshot from the mobile version. Would you believe this is a mobile game that is coming to Switch?
I would believe that actually.
And there is a screenshot that says pimp them up, and you are putting gold teeth and diamonds on those gold teeth that say OG hip hop.
I feel like we say this like once every month or two, but like, are they going to make a dollar from putting this game on the store? Like, is anyone, people must buy it, right? Because it must cost money to port these games over to the Switch, right? Like, if something, it must cost something.
I don't know that it does. Them up.
There you go. It may not. I was going to say, you don't know that.
Oh, they don't even bother changing the format of the fucking game. It's still vertical.
No, this is the screenshot from the mobile version. But okay. I would doubt they changed the format.
It's still just a vertical screen in the middle of the Switch.
Lots of black space on the sign. Mm-hmm.
And there's a dozen of games like this just on this list. Fucking Death of a Wish. I mean, that's not.
It could be something.
I mean, that's Death Wish, but they've added more words. That's a thing that people know, and they've added a couple of short words. Anyway, we could do this all day.
Yeah, I know.
What
usually we do.
I know. What else do we have in new releases? Anything?
If you like those Command and Conquer games, you can now buy all of them on PC.
Okay.
Can I always do that?
No. Yes, but I think you had to get them through the EA store. They're now available on Steam for the first time.
Oh. See, no more exclusives. See, we're widening the funnel, right? And WWE 2K24 came out, I guess, this week. I've been playing more of that just to unlock the WrestleManias and whatnot. Ultimate Warrior. He's pretty good.
I've heard of him.
He does the gorilla press. Mm-hmm.
Lots of tassels hanging off his arms.
Tassels. I was always worried that those things were tied really tight around his arms and that it was cutting off the blood.
That was by design, yes.
But I was worried. I remember as a child.
You want those veins to pop out and the muscles to look bigger.
I was concerned for his health. But it turns out that wasn't probably the problem. It was like getting slammed in the head a lot.
Right. It was.
And the steroids.
Be concerned about all these guys' health.
Right.
And the steroids.
It wasn't the costume, though. It was everything. Else,
yeah.
Basically, the costume is actually fine, but the safest thing. Yes.
Raisins for testicles. Yeah, that's probably something to be worried about.
It's not funny. All these guys fucking died so young, and not only that, but like they're probably like last years were probably very shitty also.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking yep. Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
But how's the game?
The game has Vince McMahon blurred out in the game in the cuts in the.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a lot of video footage. So there's like some scenes where there'll be people being interviewed and stuff, and they wanted to show like, especially like older footage. So you'll just see like blurred out. And then other wrestlers too, like not just Vince McMahon, but like, who was one of the wrestlers? Oh, fucking Honky Tonk Man. I guess he didn't sign up. What is he holding out for? Or are they worried about being sued?
Fuck you guys. I'm doing it for nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm tired of you.
Honky Tonk Man. You're on Honky Tonk Man. You got to pay for Honky Tonk Man.
He always complained that he was tired of kissing babies and shaking hands and kissing babies.
We have his Masters of the Universe figure, right? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think,
yes,
like,
definitely have it.
it's that Honky Tonk Man didn't sign up, or like the Elvis estate would sue them. They need Elvis's permission.
No, I don't think that. I think because the Elvis estate would have sued a long time ago at this point.
Okay. Just wondering.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pay the Honky Tonk Man.
I just remember in high school, this guy, Brian Simon, did a great Honky Tonk Man impression, and he would just do the whole thing about tired of kissing babies and shaking hands and on the online for fucking Sloppy Joe's in the cafeteria. Never fucking had me dying. Anything else in new releases?
I hope not.
Okay, let's get on to your Fortnightly news so you can complain about their botched Fortnite launch.
Oh my God, they screwed that up, right? Chip, I think Chip had a harder time with it than I did.
You couldn't sleep, I heard. Right, Chip? You lost a lot of sleep over it. Like your hair, a lot of your hair fell out.
I made the mistake. The problem was I made the mistake of telling Dashiell that like when he got home from school on Friday, there'd be a new season of Fortnite that he could play. And he the babysitter that gets him off the bus also plays Fortnite. So they play Fortnite together when she gets him off the bus on Fridays. And then not only could he not play the new season of Fortnite, he could play no Fortnite for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like close to 24 hours, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty much down for it was down from 3 a.m. that I guess technically that Friday, and it was back up at 10 p.m. the same Friday. It took a long time.
Kind of up. Like you had a chance.
Queue
line for like 45 minutes, and then you would get there and it'd be like, oh nope, we're starting the queue over. So
it wasn't really right as rain again until Saturday morning. It's a really good season. I'll say that much. The new stuff is pretty impressive. I know Shipwreck's like, no, it's not. I don't think so.
Tell me what's impressive and then I'll let you know.
All the new locations. I like that they added two new biomes. The Mount Olympus is pretty cool. I like Hades a lot. The whole underworld vibe is pretty cool. So I like that. I like, that's what I like. I like the new battle pass too. I like the skins in the battle pass. I like the new bosses. I like the lightning bolts. I like the wings. The flying is cool. Flying is cool.
The lightning bolts are pretty annoying.
I like the lightning bolts.
Shotguns. The shotguns, maybe tone the shotguns down a little bit. But
the new shotgun isn't bad. It's a good shotgun.
Well, I know, but it's just like everybody's shotgunning everybody because the shotguns are pretty powerful.
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't know. Yep. It seems to be kicking us out a lot too. Maybe it's gotten better now.
There's been some issues with the bounce rate. I experience more on the Xbox than I have on the PlayStation 5, so I've just been playing on the PlayStation 5 now. So here you go, another reason to get the PlayStation. Fortnite's been running better.
I'm ordering it right now.
There you go. It's not like I haven't been playing too much of it. I did play all weekend.
What level are you?
35. Level 35. So in the first
week. You played a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. What level are you? What level are you in Dash?
Somewhere between 11 and 14, I think.
See? So if you wanted to know what
a lot of that too was they gave you a whole bunch of XP because it was down.
No, they gave you XP if you played the Lego mode.
That's what the kids play together. So we got a lot of XP there. So that contributed.
You get and that was broken for a few days. And they're like, that was broken. Here's all the XP you should have gotten. And they gave it to you all at once.
Gotcha. So we've been playing the Battle Royale mode, all four of us now.
Really?
Oh my
gosh.
Nice
squads?
Yes.
Wow.
But I'm relegated to the Switch. Like two of us are on Switch playing. And it's just a choppy nightmare. Like I can't see any, like the draw distance. I can't see anything.
Play on your phone. It's probably better.
You can't.
Oh, right.
Yes, you can. You can play on your phone. You got to go through like but you would have to have an extra Xbox username to do it. So You can do it through the Xbox, like the Xbox mobile streaming service thing.
On one gold account with two people?
Well, I don't know if you could do... You might. I don't know if two people on the same account can. That's what I'm saying. You would need a third
Xbox gold account?
It wouldn't need to be gold. It just needs to be a third Xbox account. Because you could play Fortnite without having Xbox Live. You don't need Xbox Live to play Fortnite.
I've got Xbox Live.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, it's...
Yeah.
The Switch is not the optimal place to be playing that, I would say.
No, I've never played it on the...
The difference between playing it on my big TV and the Switch screen, it's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness in the chat says you can use GeForce Now. Have you tried that at all? I noticed that my TV has that, and I did check it out. Like, do you have an extra TV that has GeForce Now?
Well, part of it's that we're all playing in this room, so I only have two TVs in this room. I feel like that's enough TV.
Just get another TV in the closet, and you can just pull it out when you guys play.
Like two more TVs?
Just to keep them in the closet.
I could have them mounted to the ceiling, and then they could lower down.
No, that's silly. Being in the closet is reasonable.
That seems more silly.
Why? TVs are like free now, aren't they?
Sure. Ooh Matter also recommends trying Amazon Luna.
Nobody recommends that. That's a dirty lie.
This is all craziness now.
Exactly.
I'm not going to that big of a stream to make this happen.
Luna's still a thing? Is that really still a thing? Come on.
By the way, I said Amazon Luna, and my dog Luna just ran out of the bedroom.
Of course. I was Ruff, it's me.
I still exist.
Exactly. Oh, there she goes.
Carlos says you can use Game Pass streaming on an iPad or any laptop without installing it.
Yes, but
it's got to be better than the Switch.
But he would have to use the username that has a Game Pass subscription. That's right. That brings us back to square one. That part I already knew. Just I was trying to think of a Fortnite. Way around that.
Delete Fortnite off of all the consoles. Problem solved.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. You don't have to be anti-Fortnite.
Yes, I do.
I understand if you don't want to talk about it anymore, but it doesn't mean you have to be mean about it.
I'm just kidding. Enjoy it.
I know. I understand. Let people like things.
Why
are you one of those people?
I'm not.
Oh, no one can like things I don't like. I'm GPD.
Whatever. I literally put it on the outline.
I know.
I like this headline that I saw on The Verge. Key 3 returns in That's June. Funny. Jeff Keighley is the key in Key 3.
It's Key 3.
Yeah. All right. I have a trivia question for you guys. What is the largest union in video games in the United States?
Teamsters.
No.
I don't even know how to answer this question. I didn't know the union names.
No, well, give me a... tell me where they work.
Are you saying
where they work at? Yeah. I thought the actual name of their union.
You don't need to do that. You can just tell me where they work.
Okay, so which publisher has the largest union?
In the United States.
In the United States.
Yes.
I didn't know any of them had a union. That's why I'm like, there's a union for one of the video games. I'll give you
600 members.
Okay.
The previous largest union was, I believe, 300 members. Here's a hint. We've heard in the past about this company and the
Activision.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's right. There is the Activision union. Yes.
It's the quality assurance testers of Activision.
Because none of them were laid off. I remember reading that in one of the articles during the big purge that they couldn't lay off the union affiliated workers because of the union rules. They weren't allowed to just lay them off.
Sounds like the unions are good. Do a good job for the workers. Sometimes.
That's kind of what they do.
So yeah, that's the answer. So they just became the largest, union in US video games. That's all. That was a fun game we could all play together.
Wow, I enjoyed that.
Not such a fun game. The feds are coming for extremist gamers, which means...
Is that like people who play Tony Hawk?
No. That's like people who go in Discord and talk about how they can, you know, send bombs to places.
Oh, don't do that.
No, don't do that. And apparently that's one of the last refuges. That's right, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't sound right coming out of my mouth. For this type of content, which is not monitored by the federal government. So now they're meeting with like Roblox, Discord. I would assume the platform holders, because you can set up chat rooms and talk about crimes that you're going to commit and whatnot. So yeah, that's a thing. So Wombat, yeah,
I've heard there's a lot of creepers on that Roblox game.
Right. Yeah. So you'll have to hold all your meetings in your treehouse, Wombat. That's what I recommend for you. Mm-hmm. They'll never find you there.
They'll never know.
Got to keep it low tech.
Mm-hmm. All you need are, you know, a bag of like store bought cookies. I mean, you know, it's not like it requires. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, where are we? Are we done already with our fortnightly news? What we're playing? So. I've been playing more Helldivers.
How is it?
I think you guys would like it, but I don't see you playing it. Well. But you might play it since you have it on PlayStation. It's interesting, like...
Wait, have it on PlayStation?
You have a PlayStation and you can pay $40 and then you can have it. Okay. You have $40 and you have a PlayStation. So yes. You technically could have it. But I don't know, like, it's not... It doesn't have enough for Wombat to do in terms of, like, collecting stuff. It's not... It's one of those games as a service that's not trying to... like annoy you with that stuff.
Is there like a mode where you can lay down in a bed and just have it idle while it gives you XP?
No.
Wombat is not interested then.
It's more
I do like to do that.
I think what's made it popular is that when you play, even though you're just playing, you know, a four player co-op game against, you know, either alien bugs or alien robots, there's so many big explosions and over the top, like there's friendly fire in the game, which you can't turn off. So you're always, exactly. Like this is going to be super annoying and make you frustrated, right? But they have this magic sauce in the game where it doesn't happen because you have like a pool of respawns that you share as a group. Okay, and your teammates are respawning you the same way they're calling in the fucking airstrikes. Put in the Mortal Kombat button code, throw the thing, and you come down. So you're definitely not trying to kill your teammates, because when you do that, you're taking away from your own fucking, you know, reses, basically. And when you do kill one, you feel bad about it, so you res right away, because my bad. Or maybe, you know, maybe they walked into it, maybe it was their fault. But anyway, regardless of all of that, it's never frustrating and it's funny. Even when you get fucking killed by your teammates, you're like, your body will go flying or it'll be like on fire and it'll just be funny. Some shit will happen where you have like a backpack. I have a drone that follows me around with a laser gun. It's holding a laser gun and it's shooting enemies, but it's not that smart. So if one of your own teammates walks in front of it while it's shooting an enemy, it's going to get shot. It can also shoot yourself if you position yourself in the wrong way. When you die like that, it's funny. It's like watching Starship Troopers, watching the guy that you've come to like over the last 20 minutes get eaten by an insect. You should be upset, but it's somehow funny and entertaining. And somehow they've pulled that off. But they didn't pull it off in such a grand way, I think, for as far as I'm concerned, where like, oh, I need to be playing this game all the time. I need to be like just constantly on it and in it. It's like, oh, I'll play it for a half an hour and have my fun and then do something productive or something else. But that gameplay slice that they have.
Are you playing with, have you found other people to play with?
I have. I've played with Curry Manju. I played with longtime CAG Stuttering Billy. Do you remember that name from like, mm-hmm. I just saw him on Steam and I just jumped in his game and we were playing together and Again, they've added like the right wing bumper thing that they have from Apex Legends, so you can tag things without talking. It's one of these four player games where you can communicate without talking, which is nice. I played with Jimmy Mack today. By the way, Wombat, if we were playing Who's Gonna Turn Right Wing Heel Bingo, you probably would have put all your money on Jimmy Mack, probably, and maybe not some of the other people that we know. But that has not been the case.
I won if I did that. Oh no. Okay. Good.
No. He just streams like a normal person, like talking about cooking shows and things.
Fair enough.
I was telling him about today. I was like, Jimmy, you know, I'm surprised you haven't gone right wing heel yet. It seems like a good way to make money. And he's like, Nah, I'm watching like Discovery Channel shows and talking about them. He's like, that's more fun. Yeah. So I really like Helldivers 2. They seem to be, they're always adding in like a little, and there's like a story of always like a story, like a mission. Like, this planet is under attack. We have to defend this planet. And if you do the mission, you're going to get 15 fucking badges, which you can spend on something that doesn't matter, or a gun, which maybe does matter. But it's never like a big deal. It's more about like the atmosphere that it creates within the game. You know, like it's done a lot of world building, even though there's really not that much there.
No, I get it. World building is important.
Yeah.
I know Shipwreck's totally into the new storyline in Fortnite this season, so I think that this might work.
There's no storylines in Fortnite.
Sure there is. Midas is coming back. This is a big deal.
No.
There's not.
Midas is coming back. There's
stuff that you can like fill in a story. I get.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that's what the whole doing. Thing. If you, there's a story if you want it. And if you don't care, there's no story at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how
I've been actually killing a lot of
for
big
my,
too,
for my money. That's how that every game.
I'm done talking about Fortnite.
What have you been killing big bugs in your house?
Earth Defense Force. I've been playing a lot of Earth Defense Force. 2025 is the one we're currently playing through right now.
How
I think we're on level 84. I think we're
wait, is this
there.
A new game or
no? This is Xbox 360.
Oh, okay.
Time frame of Earth Defense Force. I think it was Xbox 360. Pretty sure that was when 2025 came out. I mean, for what it is, it still holds up pretty well. Like, it's not. Obviously not a graphical showcase. There's not like shooting games have come a long way since that time, but it's still funny in the, right. What they're all like shouting out in the similar way, I'm sure Helldivers. And it's still like, I don't know. It's funny when like there's giant spiders that are like have somebody in the web and are trying to eat them. And then like, Dashiell's yelling for me to like come shoot this spider, and
you guys would play Helldivers together.
I think
one on PC, one on PlayStation. You could do it.
I think Helldivers might be too. Is that too mature?
No. Nah.
Is it not?
No. Nah. You're just shooting bugs. Sense. Same thing. All well, right, there's some well. You get blown apart, and sometimes body
See,
parts.
Like, yeah, that but might it's be not like, that might be the line to draw there.
But it's part of the joke though. Like you're dying for democracy. Like it's just like it's literally just like fucking.
You gotta. Like a movie. I think Ship knows what's appropriate for his own child more than you do. I'm just gonna go out on a limb.
What about the guy screaming? Oh, my arm! We got my arm! But it's like it's funny, you know? Like
yeah.
And then you get reborn. You get shot out of this ship again, like right after.
Yeah, maybe not quite yet on that one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Watch some videos.
He can only play games where when you kill people, they turn into pixels and go in the air.
Right. And there's if you get tired of the bugs, you shoot the Terminators, which is fun too.
I think I'm also, I think I'm around 60 hours into Like a Dragon nice. Infinite Wealth now. So we're getting there. There's so much more, but we're getting. They actually put two of those tower dungeons. In this game now.
No.
Like one was not enough. So now we have one in Japan and one in Hawaii. And
no.
I don't know. I got into one of those that was like a mandatory, like, hey, you gotta go through these 10 levels here. And I was like, I don't know if this is this is what I was looking for. I did it all in the first game, but I don't know, like, two of these just like constant battle towers.
It's a lot.
Maybe not it.
Like, you're only like 60% through the game, probably, right?
Oh, if I was trying to complete it, like 100%.
Well, yeah. To get to the end and like, yeah.
No, I'm in chapter 10 of either 13 or 14, I think.
Oh, okay, so you can sort of wrap it up.
So if I really wanted to like go after just the mainline story, I feel like maybe another 10 hours, maybe less. So I'm getting there, but.
That must be a great little business for Sony. I mean, for Sega, like that, you know, they're just basically cranking out the same game every couple of years. And
these are, yeah, I mean, this one's different than the other Yakuza ones. But the crazy thing is, like, I look at like the achievements that pop up, and like, there's some of these things that are like, you have to play a long time and like be invested in this game. And like, the completion percentage of them is still like, I don't know, 30-35% of the players have done these things. So yeah. Like, yeah, the people who play this game, like,
get into it.
They play it. Yeah.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with that. I like that.
It's well worth my time each evening.
I'm glad you're happy and enjoying it.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. We have a bunch of CAG bag questions. Zevius writes in and says, got a question for Wombat and Chibi. I heard the volume. It is us. I heard the volume at Orange Theory is really loud, like a rock concert. Can you verify if this is true?
Verified. My watch will warn me on a regular basis that I am in a loud environment.
Yes.
And that prolonged exposure can cause permanent damage to my ears.
But I would say, I looked up what a rock concert was and it said 90.
It's not as loud as a rock concert. No, not that loud. But it is pretty loud.
It's a rock concert. It said 90 to 120 decibels. The alarm goes off at 90. I have the watch too. So yeah, it goes off at mine 90 decibels. Just go. You can go to your local one. You can get a free class there very easily, and you'll see exactly how loud it is. And if it's too loud for you, then you shouldn't go, because you probably can't ask them to turn it down, because you'll seem like a little bitch.
The music generally sucks. So
I like it.
Yeah, as they say, no. It's the same music at ours. You just like it.
Well, I don't know. They play different playlists. They don't use the Orange Theory. What's that? No, they play like the latest EDM at mine off of Spotify. They're not playing like the corporate playlists. Are yours playing the corporate playlists, or are they playing like DJ mixes? Idea.
Oh. From column A, a little from column B. It depends on the day.
I hate if they say they have a country music day, I don't go that day. Once in a while they do it, and they play it in the lobby sometimes. I don't like that either. But if it's country music, no.
It's some people do. I don't know.
Just Zevius, just go for your free class, check it out. Every location is gonna be different. You know, yours may just have like a high ceiling and the speakers are higher. Like when I walk by the speakers, it is very loud because I'm tall. It hurts my ears. I talked to people in my class today, actually, because they were talking about rowing after the class. They were talking about the 200 meter benchmark and they were trying to get better. So whenever I hear people talk about rowing, I bring up my boy Training Tall. And so you got to check out Training Tall on Instagram. And they forget probably and don't do it.
Probably.
But. Yeah,
just do what I do. Ask them to play 38 special. See, when's 38 special day? They look at you and they give you a weird look, and then you just leave.
No, they don't play. They don't play. They always play dance music. Mine.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is good. You need that. You need that. You don't want to. What do you want to listen to? You really want to listen to 38 special, like classic rock, while you're.
I think a classic rock day could be actually
a day is fine. A day is fine. They do that. They do that sometimes at mine. They'll do like rock versus rap. They'll do like some they had a Taylor Swift day at mine.
They had a Taylor Swift day at mine as well. They had a Nicki Minaj night at mine too.
They had Taylor Swift versus her exes day at mine.
Nice.
Which is really curated. I didn't go for that
one. But you know, would it kill them to play Hold On Loosely?
When they play a song that I don't like and I'm on the treadmill,
I hate it.
I hate pretend it. This might help you. Pretend like you're running away from the song. That's what I do. And when it's a song you like, you know, you just get into it normally. But when it's something you don't like, you're like, get me the fuck away from the speaker. And I just, and Xevious also has a question for Ship. He says, what's going on with all the firefighters in Cincinnati? There's something going on?
Allegedly sexual harassment and rape is going on.
Out of all of them? Not all of them.
Not all. Allegedly for some. But.
Right. That's
I
not good.
I am not in on any of the details there. I know no firefighters personally.
Right.
So
I know at least one.
I do not know all people in Cincinnati.
We have at least one New York's.
That's a lie.
We have at least one New York's bravest listener. I know that for a fact. Cool. Jay Bizzleton in the chat asks if they play DJ Craze at Orange Theory. They actually have a deal with Steve Aoki. This is not a joke. And they'll do a Steve. You haven't been there for any of these. I think maybe they stopped like before you joined, but they have a Steve Aoki. I forgot what it's called. All Out with Aoki. And it's a DJ set for him, which they're supposed to sync up with. The coach is supposed to sync it up with the workout. Like they plan it out perfectly. So like when it's an all out, like the beat drops and stuff, like it's really like planned out, but it's hard for the coaches. They have to be really on it. And I've never taken a class where the coach has been able to do it properly. I had one coach where they played the same song fucking three times, like because she couldn't fucking figure out what was going on. Anyway, Kyle.
Did you get a coupon for Benihana after that class, Dan?
Did I get a coupon? What? What's the joke?
Isn't that the one whose dad is the Benihana guy? Or is that?
Oh, yes, DJ? yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Sorry. When I move off a subject, like I've already forgot what I've talked about.
You were the one who brought
it
up.
No, yes. Steve Aoki, his name was Rocky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Featured in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. And the restaurant Benihana. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our first message from Threads, our first CAGBAG question from Threads comes from Kyle G223. I guess more people are using it because I often ask for questions and people don't write back. This is the first guy to write back. OpenAI Sora video generation AI showed an example of fake Minecraft footage. What can you imagine the future might hold? Personally, my imagination runs wild, where real-time video generation with mind-meltingly fast compute could lead to VR headsets providing holodeck-like experiences where the user prompts a situation / game and the AI generates everything you see in here. I checked out the footage that Kyle was talking about. And yeah, it did do a very good job of generating fake Minecraft footage. And obviously, there could be some cool holodeck implications for this in the future. So get ready to jerk off everywhere in your house.
I think it's more of the copyright issue more than anything else. Like, you don't want to make a game that's called, I don't know, Cheapy's Holodeck, whatever you want to call it. Cheapy's Instant Games. Just type in your prompt and you'll get it. And someone types in, they go, oh, Minecraft VR. And they're playing Minecraft.
Right. Well, that's
this AI generated Minecraft.
Right. That's a problem.
That's lifting basically lifting the trademark.
That's a big leap from generating a video of Minecraft. But I see like a smaller leap is what Kyle is suggesting. Like, what if I say generate a desert with giant elephants in it? And whatever.
Where do the elephants come from?
And then you have it in VR and you can walk around that environment.
But where like do the elephants come from? Where did your AI program learn what an elephant draw elephants? Is?
I don't know. I could draw its own elephant.
Could it?
I don't know. Well, that's another
thing. See, now this is I think that it would make sense for Microsoft to implement some form of AI generation into Minecraft, where it could generate expansive Minecraft worlds based on preset Minecraft-related prompts. I think that is the more efficient use of AI in a less, copyright infringement-y way.
Right.
I think, for me personally, I think that's where the real future of AI is. it's more on this back. It's more things you would never see, like your games using AI within their programming to generate, you know, the world that you're in a little bit faster, maybe change it up a little bit. I don't know.
You think that's the future and not jerking off in virtual reality?
Well, that's no, because that's the past and the present.
No. But like, just make typing it. I mean, like when people say holodeck, that's what they really mean. So He's like typing a scenario. I'm at a bar and it's just me and 20 hot chicks and they all want to fuck me.
Yeah, but the question is, where do the hot chicks come from?
They can generate just random women. They do that. Like, I mean, that's what I've been told. I don't know.
I think there is a place for AI in video games. I don't know if it's just stealing other people's things and saying, look, this is what I made.
Right.
Because that, you know, that's not quite how it's supposed to.
Well, this way it's great because now content creators can just not even have to play the games. They'll just be like, you know, creating like 40-second clip of Spider-Man 2 and I'll just talk in front of it. And a guy talking in front of it about how I liked it better when Spider-Man was white. Oh, 100,000 views. Great. Pay me.
But I think some form of, you know, procedural generation technology that uses AI could be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's for sure. If you look at like Instagram has added like the AI backgrounds to stories, you could just type in. So I see what you're saying about Minecraft or even Fortnite. Like when they're any of those games where you're making your own worlds, certainly implementing AI tools into that tool set
makes perfect sense. And you're not in that weird sort of gray area of, am I using copyrighted ideas in this? Because if you're in Minecraft and using Minecraft assets in your AI, you're sort of, it's the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We got more questions here. Hold on. These are all from me. Okay. This is for, what did you just put on here, Chip? Somebody put
up. Part of this part of the sports talk segment.
Okay. Ivan Roy Foot something. He wants us to have a sports talk segment. Here it is.
So,
real time. It's happening in real time.
Yes. MLB The Show is coming out Friday, right? Coming out Friday, there is a Negro Leagues edition. So they're big, like $100 and whatever, $25 version or something like that. So obviously it's got some, like, I don't know, scenarios, I would guess, in there with, you can play as Negro League teams and everything. Yes. It comes with, this is my question, it comes with like a nice new era baseball hat that says Negro Leagues on it.
Yes.
Would you be able to wear that hat?
That's a great question. What, you like me?
Yes.
Like a white guy, an old white guy.
Yes.
It's a good question. Now, if you remember back in the day, I bought a Negro League jersey because there's a team called the Chicago Athletic Giants, which, and their logo was CAG. So I saw it on eBay and it was not a high price. So I bought it. I never wore it, as one might imagine. I probably threw it out. I might still have it. If I still have it, I'll wear it next week to promote the show.
I've thought about this before, but this is like brought it back up because I've seen like there's some jerseys and stuff and you like want to support like that this was a thing and like, but at the same time, you're like, I don't know if I should be wearing this.
Right.
And so now we have a video game that's like just giving me a hat that says Negro Leagues real big on the front of it. Is this something I'm supposed to wear?
It should have been a digital hat, I feel. Because I feel like you would wear a digital hat.
I think you can wear it until you can't.
When
unconscious.
I'm unconscious.
On the ground and bleeding.
I think that's sort of the rule. It's like, you know, if you put it on and, you know, you're with a friend and he's like, hey, you know, that's a pretty cool hat. And he happens to be, you know, if you're with, and you're with another friend and your friend's like, that's not cool, then maybe it's not cool. I don't know. Because I don't think it's really, for lack of a better phrase, I don't think it's our decision to make whether or not it's cool for a white guy to wear a Negro League hat.
But they're giving me this hat and it looks like a nice hat. So
I understand. And you support black people.
Absolutely, I do.
You love black people.
All people too, as well. Like,
sure, we all know all lives matter. Shipwreck.
that is not what I meant. But.
That is a word.
Yeah,
that
like it's a weird situation to be in. Still, right? Like, it's like, yeah, Negro Leagues. Like, I like learning about them, and like they had good players, and like they have cool like merchandise and everything. And now there's this hat that like comes with this game. What am I supposed to do with this hat?
Ask a black friend.
Find a black friend first, and then ask him.
Yeah, make a black friend.
Make a black friend.
But I don't think it's the. It likely isn't the black friends that.
Right.
Are the concern here, right?
I can ask around after the show if you'd like.
No. I'm
the problem is any hat that you wear that says anything could attract any fucking psycho. And, you know, this is just increasing the odds of, you know, by a multitude. You have to decide what that multitude is and whether that risk is worth it. You know, you could literally, that's basically it. It is a weird decision, though. Do you think
wear it to the cookout?
Do you think the marketing team behind the game, when they were putting this package together, had this discussion at all, or just were like, "Hey, we got Negro Leagues in the game, Negro Leagues hat," and that was it? Or like, they're like, "Can people actually wear this? Do you see people wearing this type of stuff a lot?"
Well, no, I see people wearing Negro League.
No,
stuff,
white people.
Sure.
You see white people?
No.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of white people wearing Negro League stuff.
Hey, you know what?
We are in this like weird conundrum of like, hey, I want to support it, but also like that was when that was a thing because they weren't able to play in the other league.
Maybe we should normalize white people understanding that in the past, black people weren't treated so great by wearing the history. So maybe someone sees that hat and you as a white guy can explain to that other white guy what the Negro Leagues were.
It's not the white guy he's worried about.
I'm just saying maybe that's what we need to normal. Maybe we need to start this. Maybe you need to be the impetus to bring this history that
a lot of people don't
know about to the masses.
It's maybe really the hat's fault.
I feel like the one place I could,
I'm
like,
saying that
we have the Civil Rights Museum in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could go to the Civil Rights Museum and wear this hat while I'm in the Civil Rights Museum. Because there's like a context to it of like,
yeah,
I'm here for this experience and to support this and the history of it all. But
it's like a Mickey Mouse hat. You can wear it at Disneyland, but if you wear it outside of Disneyland, you might get your ass kicked.
You know where you can't wear that hat, Chip? Kentucky. Just the whole state. Just don't. They'll just assume you're a black guy and you'll have to run back to Ohio.
What if the hat, you know what the problem with the hat is? I haven't seen the hat. Is this the hat in the picture here?
Yeah, it's in the picture.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah.
It says Negro League is the biggest thing on the hat. Actually. Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do that, you need more words. Like, Negro League was really unfortunate thing that happened in history because we have a segregated past and, you know, we wouldn't permit them to play with the white players. And
but we should still celebrate those players for their achievements and accomplishments, because even though it was segregated, their style of play and their athleticism should still be remembered and celebrated just as much as white players of the same time. And you have to put all of that on the hat.
Well, I mean, that's the style too, though. And I feel like I'd get beaten up for that too, because that's the thing to do with hats now is get all this embroidery on them and have all these words and everything. But that also, that is also not mine to have.
Right.
It seems like, I don't know.
You shouldn't really have an opinion on the Negro Leagues other than just keep it to yourself, probably. I feel. I don't know. It is weird. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the marketing meeting. Like, either they didn't talk about it at all, or it was like all occupying conversation.
Carlos in the chat thinks that it should just come with a booklet that you could hand out to people.
The hat? On the hat. Yeah. Many, or a sign, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Ask me about my hat.
This hat came with, yeah, a pin maybe. Mm-hmm. This hat came with MLB This Show, which features the Negro Leagues. And
ask me if you'd like to learn more about the Negro Leagues. Please ask
me. No, that's too much. Come on.
Please visit MLB your local The Show library. 24.
Yeah. That's good. And then people, and then no one can get mad at that, right? Because then it makes sense. Then people be like, oh, okay. Makes sense. This white guy bought the baseball game, gave him the hat. And oh, the baseball game has Negro Leagues in it. That's kind of cool. Maybe I'll check it out and not beat up this white guy. You know?
Or maybe they just beat you up anyway because they don't like the look of your face, regardless of the hat.
Anyway, I'm not ordering the $125 version.
Right.
That'll be the show this year.
Right. That's that is a lot, also. I mean, it's a nice hat.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, you get like a bunch of other stuff too. Like, I'm sure, like, right? You get like, I don't know, a whole bunch of baseball, like, a
bunch of bullshit baseball
cards. Yeah.
A million different currencies.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you get some B-bucks.
So that's sports talk.
Yeah. Also,
sports talk.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in for sports talk.
The quarterbacks for the Steelers are Wilson Pickett. And that makes me laugh. They'll have to make one of them the starter. I have a feeling they will decide. They will wait till the last minute, probably the midnight hour.
Wait, I thought we were done with sports talk. What happened? Is this the after show?
You stepped on my joke.
Oh, sorry. Fuck.
It's okay. The listeners will get it.
They don't know sports.
Was it a sports joke?
Oh. Sorry. I blew it. I'll listen to it in the replay.
That's okay. You won't find it funny.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Gaming Dad wants to know how many games per year are we finishing? He says the numbers keep going down for him as he's working. None.
Mm-hmm. Well, I finished Suicide Squad, so I'm already at one.
I thought you weren't supposed to even be able to finish that game.
I rolled credits on that game. That counts as finishing.
How can you roll credits on a live service game?
No, once you finish it, they're like...
Yeah, it's a story mode.
It's like
the Marvel game. Oh, okay, like, you can beat the story, and then they're I don't know, maybe stick around and spend some money with us.
They're like, oh, you did it. You saved the world. What if you didn't?
Right. What if you wanted to fight these bosses again?
Yeah. What if you wanted to like fight purple shit again
and get a sweater?
Purple. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I finished. I'm already at one. Does the Llamasoft game count?
It would.
Sure.
Okay. Because I went through that. Like I pretty much went through the documentary portion already.
You winner.
I'm at two. That counts as two.
I feel like I'm probably at one or two games a month still, but it's usually stuff that like I've already played before and I'm just replaying with the kids. So I don't know. Earth Defense Force, that's got 100 and something levels to it though. I feel like that counts.
I'm gonna finish zero games per month, maybe one, between zero and one.
Did you ever beat the game in Helldivers yet? Have you won a round of Helldivers?
Yeah, you win all. That's the other thing with that game. Like, you think you're gonna lose, and you just somehow win. Like, I don't think I ever didn't extract. Maybe once, but like.
So there you go. You finished Helldivers. Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't care.
That totally counts.
I don't have to win. I don't have to win arguments. I don't have to win games. I can just be. You know what I'm saying? Christian writes in and asks, if we could press a button to delete all the live service games, especially Fortnite, would you do it? Well, Wombat's not going to say yes to that.
Even if it saved the games industry, Wombat, even if we got single player AAA games.
Is that what's going to save the games industry?
And people weren't getting laid off because they were making games.
I think... I don't understand. People think
one has to do with the other
because
it's not that live service games are ruining the game industry. It's boardrooms' insistence on making live service games that's ruining the game industry. And let's not confuse the two things. Christian, I'm going to say this to you nicely. Be less stupid.
Well, it does have an effect, though. Like, the old cycle of gaming before it turned into this,
yeah,
was people were buying new games like at least like four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And now, like, they only, like, every quarter, now they only like, play
here's
Fortnite.
A new release, and now, yes, like, you've been playing the same game for,
yes,
5 years now.
Yes. Yeah, and now it's Minecraft or Fortnite or Roblox or whatever. Apex is 5 years old now, which is crazy. Destiny 2 is also about 5 years old.
Correct. Which, in the past, that was like, oh, you have a chance to release a AAA game here that's going to sell a whole bunch of copies for like 3 months, and right, then everybody bought it, and then you'd move on to the next one. But that is not the model that rakes in the bucks.
No, it is. Well,
but how many of these live service games are raking in the bucks? That's the thing.
That's just what I'm saying. There is a happy medium. There is still very much an audience for the single player game. The best selling game of last year was Harry Potter. The best selling game before that was Elden Ring. I mean, it's not like there's not a market for these games. They just have to be a good game that focuses on what it does instead of trying to be this live service game. The problem is that there's too many. I don't know, every publisher went a year without making a new live service game.
That's the problem.
I think the ship would right itself.
The problem is every publisher thinks they can make a good live service game and they're going to make a fucking, have a huge hit. And they're so delusional about it that they look at a franchise like the Suicide Squad and they think that's going to deliver the fucking unicorn live service hit.
It was, I mean, and this isn't really anything new. There was a time where, you know, I feel like it was a good 10-year stretch where they were tacking on multiplayer to single player games that had no, there should never have been a team deathmatch on that game. But because Call of Duty had its online and it was so popular, every game had to have a stupid team deathmatch tacked onto it, which took away from the development of making it a better single player game. So this isn't something new. It's just this, give the game industry, there's going to be something.
It's the reaction is right. It's the industry reaction. Yeah,
and
to
eventually they stop doing that. And it became kind of like a one or the other. We're making a multiplayer game or we're making the single player game. And the fact that four of these multiplayer games, you know, kind of hit in a very big way.
But so many didn't hit, right? And so much money was spent on stuff that didn't hit and really like not even going to have a chance at hitting, like just delusionally, like Battle Royale games, you know, live service game. I mean, that's the same. Battle Royale games are live service games too. But like, you know, the game industry follows trends, right? And the problem is the games take a while to make. So they're following trends, but they're always like years behind because they got to make the game. So they see something that it's, you know, some big trend in the game industry, like, oh, everyone jumps on it. Then the game come out 5 years later and people, they've moved on to something else. They miss a lot. There's a lot of missing going on. And live service is like so many more misses, you know. They call those games, by the way, I saw the guy, you know, Matt from NPD. I forgot the guy's last name, mm-hmm, but he's on Twitter. Yes. And it's not mm-hmm. even NPD anymore. It's fucking
whatever it's called. Yes,
Circana or something like that.
So like,
he calls those live service games like Fortnite black hole games because the gamers who play them, it's like they're in a black hole in terms of the time they spend on other games. So, and that's what
I am the example of that.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of you.
But that's part of the reason why I like it is because I don't have to focus on spending $60 three, four times a year. I spend less than that on Fortnite a year, significantly less than that a year.
Yeah. So,
yes,
I wonder what the
I like
next
saving
big
money.
What
well,
do you
that's
think?
Just it. There'll be a next big thing.
There's got to be a next big live service. There's got to be a next big live service game. Also, there's going to be
it's something that we're not even thinking of. It probably uses AI.
Would have been that fucking Spider-Man game.
Yeah, Spider-Man. No, Yeah, Spider-Man's in Fortnite.
Same thing.
I've got 4 spider people in Fortnite already.
That's why they canceled the Spider-Man game. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man multiplayer.
Yep.
It's weird.
He's got a shotgun in this one. It's much better. Shotgun Spider-Man.
Right. Right. It's canon now. All mm-hmm. right. That's enough show. We went from not having enough show to having too much show. And so that's it. We're going to say goodbye now. We'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
Good morning, dickhead.
You can't call me that. That's a nasty word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit for brains.
You're inappropriate, and you stole my flyers.
Do you want to put them back up? Go ahead. No one believes you anyway, not even your parents. Tell people I am an alien. Climb to the highest tower in town and shout it to everyone.
We don't have towers, you dumb alien.
I know that was a figure of speech.
No, it wasn't. Oh my god, you actually thought we had towers.
I did not.
You're so stupid. Hi, I'm an alien. And I think it's castle times and there are towers.
I was testing to see if you thought there were towers, and you're lucky you passed.
Well, I'm gonna go to school now.
Wait.
I hope a tower doesn't follow me, because we live in make-believe times.
You're the one who thinks there's towers! Dickhead. Asshole.